Aloha, much love and blessings. Welcome everyone. Here we are, another wonderful week, and I'm blessed to be able to be looking over the ocean right now. Beautiful, pristine blue ocean, blue and green. And just going to wait a while for people to come on the phone.
So, just sending you so much love, brother.
Ah, brother Nicholas, how are you doing?
Wonderful, bro, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yay.
How are you doing, my dear?
Fantastic. Fantastic,
yay.
Yeah, wonderful, really good.
What a wonderful word. What a wonderful word that is. Fantastic.
Fantastic. that's a good feeling connected to it.
A great feeling.
Yeah.
On that subject of feelings, just any of the superheroes that are waiting, I'm really feeling like feelings is really where it's all about right now in terms of the way our relationship with life. Feelings of aliveness, feelings of love, feelings of peace, feelings of bliss, feelings of freedom. It's all about the feelings. If you're not feeling it, then it's a good sign to ask yourself some questions, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the feelings, if you tune into it, and I want to share a little bit about this on the call, but something I've been practicing a lot recently around the feelings is just this willingness to let go of negativity, you know. So if we're not feeling peace, lightness, easiness, grace, love, then it's because we're holding on to negative feelings, and the ego likes negative feelings, so it doesn't want to let go of them. And so, you know, superheroes, what we do is we don't try and suppress our feelings. We don't try and vent them out by smashing stuff off and pretending it just goes away like that. We let it go, actually release the energy. Like, sit, be able to have the courage to sit with your negativity and let it go, you know. And that's a very unusual thing for people to do. People normally suppress it or distract it or vent it out, you know, and none of those things truly get rid of it. But to sit with it and surrender the negativity, that is really the deep work. And I'm going to actually do an audio on this for the superheroes shortly, because it's something I've been really just finding profoundly powerful recently. And I just wanted to share that in much more detail than we have today. But yeah, I totally agree with you, Nick. Feelings, once we let go of all that nonsense, then there's so much juicy, beautiful things right there underneath that were there all along. Just coming off there.
So the most beautiful thing about these live calls with Brother Michael and myself and Taylor is that this is where you really, really, really get the juice. Everyone who's listening to these calls, who's ever going to listen to these calls, absorb the consciousness in these calls, because what you're getting is the, you know, you're getting the inside scoop from the brotherhood like the Magi that have been in the, you know, in the fires of personal transformation like you guys are just joining the training. We've been in it for decades. So it's good to listen up and hear the good news. So we're talking very much about the feelings, and thanks for sharing there, Mike. That's so beautiful. And I just wanted to share about my feelings, the feelings of love that I've been experiencing. I mean, I've been experiencing the absolute highest octave of love, which is what the soul yearns for. That's what it is we yearn for the highest feeling of love imaginable. Nothing else will satisfy us, nothing else at all. And because love is the great mystery that's revealed through us, it's, you know, it's always changing. And one of the most amazing things I've been getting into just lately, Mike, with my feelings, is the metamorphosis of the angel. And, you know, this is a very deep subject. We could talk about this, you know, for the whole of the training, the metamorphosis of the angel. But basically, I witnessed years ago, decades ago, an angel being born into the world in New Jersey. I'd gone to New Jersey for a blind date on Valentine's Day, and I'd flown all the way from Lanzarote in northwest Africa, in the middle of the off the coast of Africa in the Atlantic Ocean, and I'd flown all the way to New Jersey to meet this woman on Valentine's Day, who I'd been writing passionate letters to on the internet for the last X number of months. And she'd been sending me 10 years younger photographs of herself. And when I got to the airport, I saw the real woman. And we did some events over there in New Jersey. And that was decades ago. So all you guys that are just starting to really hit your straps on this journey, you know, you're really just starting to kick into gear because you understand these very simple things we're trying to share with you. This is like the magic time of sitting with the elders around the fire, you know, in the inner sanctum of the council of the village. And that's what superhero training gives you access to. It's a blessed thing. It's a blessed, blessed thing. So the soul is yearning for the highest feeling of love imaginable. And that's like poetry and art and, of course, you know, feelings, sensuality, emotionality. And this whole arena here, what you get, the blessings of superhero training, is you get superhero consciousness. You get a higher consciousness. You get a mythological consciousness. You get got a consciousness that understands archetypes and understands and is embedded, a consciousness that is embedded through a spiritual practice, you see. And this morning, I was giving one of my bonus consultancies. A lot of you guys, you may not know it, a lot of you superheroes do not know this, but some of the superheroes get free private coaching from me. Every week, they get it, and their lives are transforming in an extraordinary way. But it's kind of magical how that happens. So I'm not going to say any more about that. I'm not saying any more about that. So when you are initiated, when you do the practice enough, it all boils down to practice. Brother Michael will say, he will absolutely agree with me that it all boils down to practice. If you don't practice, if you're not strong enough in your practice, your foundation will wobble like a big jelly trifle made of sugar and blancmange. Because you have no foundation without practice. No spiritual warrior does. You see?
And yeah, you got to do your 10,000
hours. Sorry, bro.
Hours. Yeah, you got to get it in you. You know, I mean, wherever we're at, you know, it's all good because it's rapid times, and you know, 1 second of tuning into that soul awareness is profoundly transformative. So it doesn't have to. You don't have to wait 10 years to get a result, but we do need to take this as priority so that we're actually doing the inner work regularly and very, very consciously and keep moving forward all the time. Otherwise, you know, we're just normal. Otherwise, we're just kind of like boring normal people, usual nonsense, and what's the difference, you know? So that's what separates us from people who are part of the world's problems, just carrying on unconsciously, is that we're choosing to think on purpose and open ourselves to love and peace and show up differently. So it is a very, very deep thing to be engaged in the practice.
Absolutely, bro. And I'm standing here. I did a video this morning, I think. It was the most beautiful Amrit Vela double rainbow super duper video. So I got a staff, Brother Michael. My new name is Gandalf the Green around here at Noni Land. He used to be Gandalf the Good, and now it's Gandalf the Green, and I have a staff. And it's like just a little bit shorter than my chin, and it's made out of guava, a living guava tree.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing. And I've been sanding it and oiling it and sanding it and oiling it and loving it and understanding it. And it's got a face, a perfect face of like a snail or a gecko or even a snake. It's like got a reptilian face. But it's like a beautiful thing.
Oh. Yeah.
So Gandalf the Green has his staff, bro.
Fantastic. Well, I have to come and meet Gandalf the Green. That's
right, bro. Gandalf the Green's going walking, bro. We're planning some travels, brother. The travel plans are going ahead. The global superhero activation year is coming forth, brother.
Fantastic.
Gandalf the Green is going to lots of different places to activate.
Yay.
Taylor Core likes a bit of activation. Is she on the call, bro?
Do we have
Here
Taylor
I am.
Ah, hooray. Hello, Taylor.
Three cheers.
Aloha.
Three cheers, Taylor.
Yeah, sorry, I was a little bit late
three
there.
Cheers.
I'm sure I missed.
Three cheers.
Fabulous information, as always. 1 second. You missed 1 second on this call, and it could be a lifetime of information, as we know.
Yeah. So we want to welcome all the new superheroes who joined recently. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the family. And you're going to get lots of these calls, all the new people, and just make sure you ask us questions because we want to connect with you. We want to hear what's going on in your journey, what's up in your life. But don't be afraid and don't think it's too small or don't think it's too complicated or whatever. Just, you know, communicate with us because that's why we do these things.
Yeah, and that's really key because, you know, what has – where you can tap in and really be in the moment and have it be pertinent to wherever you're at in your life are these live calls. And so it's a really great and almost essential tool to continuously get what you need as you need it. You know, I mean, I talk to some people and they tell me like, oh, yeah, this whole all this awful thing, blah, blah. Yeah, and I always say to them, like, okay, and why didn't you reach out sooner? Just kind of curious, you know, like, what had you not asked for support? I mean, so this is what these calls are, is your doorway into getting whatever you need in the moment by way of support and clarity or, you know, whatever it is you're looking for. That's really why we put these together, and that's the opportunity of them, and it's a great opportunity, and we really encourage you to ask questions and, you know, have your needs met, whatever they may be on the call.
Yeah, and don't think that, you know, anyone's going to judge you if you're having problems or challenges. You know, a lot of time people with spiritual growth can have big ego and think, oh, you know, my life has to be perfect and I can't have any emotional drama and, you know, if I haven't got any money or whatever. Like, doesn't matter what's going on for you. Just reveal it, be honest about it, and then you can get help. You know, there's this expression, don't hide the illness from the surgeon. Don't hide your illness from the surgeon. You know, otherwise you're not going to get help. You know, if you need an operation or if you need, you know, help with your health, then you don't tell anyone who can help you about it and you pretend there's nothing going on. You can't get the help. So we're kind of like spiritual doctors in a way. So we're here to help you out. So just don't worry about it, whatever it is. Nothing's too small or too big or, you know, nothing's going to get you shamed or judged or that, you know, you're not good enough or anything like that. So just want to clarify that up front, especially to the new people and also older guys who've been on there a while. If you haven't been asking us questions and you have questions, then go for it, you know. We actually don't get as many questions as there are people, so obviously not everyone is comfortable for some reason. So if you don't have any questions, that's fine, but if you do and you're not asking them for some reason, then start sharing with us. We love hearing from you. And
that's right. We want to do that. And it's part of the training. It's a very important part of the training to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we included this. And this is really your lifeline to the latest revelations and experiences and direct response to your specific life, you know. So it's wonderful. So
let's get the questions, baby.
Yeah, let's get to it. So so the first
questions,
one we have
questions.
Here. Do you want to read one out, Nick? We got one from Ashar.
Yeah, there was one at the end there. There was one right at the end there. There was something that I said last week, the number 3. It was,
yeah.
Have you got them there, bro?
Yeah, I'll read it out and then you can answer it. So this is, I'm not sure where this is from actually, but aloha, I'm writing this question right after the 16th call, which has just ended. And I found it very enlightening as usual. Many thanks for all your loving support. Near the end of the call, Nick mentioned his friend who only lives on light, which I believe he has said she calls cosmic micro fuel, after having transitioned from vegetarian to raw food and so on. I've long been interested on this subject, but have never found much info on it, and I wasn't sure what I did find was trustworthy. Do you think it might be possible to get an interview with Nick's friend on this topic? I'd love to know what I have to do to live this way myself. Thanks so much. Love and blessings. So, last question.
So, the answer is this. You're not going to get an interview with Jazz. If you come here to Kauai in August, you can meet her and hang out with her for 3 days, because she's going to be here, and we're doing an event, an Angel Qigong and Jazz Muheen event. And she has videos that give you everything you need to know. And I'll send those videos to Michelle. And you guys are going to get them. Everybody will get them. And so the thing is this, is that it doesn't matter whether you eat or you don't eat. What matters is, do you remember God? That's what matters. And if you do, and you offer your heart, which is all we suggest you do as a practice in superhero training, especially the Angel Qigong, this is absolutely specifically what Angel Qigong is for, but all the rest of the practices, the meditation, the biorhythms and everything, they're for this as well, because this is the heart of it all. The spiritual warrior has a bleeding heart. We're warriors of light and consciousness. So you don't need to shovel down the physical material world to thrive within it. In fact, the less you eat, the healthier it seems, people actually become. Undereating is a very definite path to immortality, let's say. So, you know, that's just Jazz. Jazz is a revolutionary. She's like us. She's very, very hardcore. We respect Jazz enormously, and we love Jazz. And Jazz is a grandmother figure in our army. She's the grandmother. She's been doing this way longer than me and Brother Michael, way longer. And we respect that, you know. She's a woman, and she stood against all the gluttony in the world, in Australia, all the gluttonous men shoveling down their barbecues and drinking gallons and gallons of beer. And she just stood there and said, I don't need to eat. I like to meditate. I love the Divine Mother. I want to paint instead of eating. And she's just a beautiful, beautiful, amazing woman, and she's a really good friend of mine. And I have a beautiful dance with this lady, and she's coming to visit with me this year in August, around the 9th, 10th, and 11th of August. And that's the date for all you superheroes who are thinking about coming over here on our superhero retreat. That's the time to come. So you can email me directly at successultranow@gmail.com, and you can tell me you want to come, and we'll work it out. So Jazz is going to be here, and Jazz rocks. She also has videos, and we're going to send you the videos, and you can study the gyan, the truth in her teachings. But we're not suggesting you don't eat. But what we are suggesting is that you make the love of God your food. That's what the whole of Jesus' message is all about, is you can live on the love of God. That's all you need. It sustains you. Rather than just sustains you, it miraculously strengthens you. So you become a definite blessing in the world. You know what I mean? Like, we are definite blessings in the world. When I go out from my little hermitage up here on top of the mountain, and I go down and into the village, people come up to me and they give me hugs and they love me. They're stoked to see me. Why? Because I'm bringing the good vibes. And that's what superheroes do, and it's unmistakable. Power is unmistakable. Like Jesus said, you can't hide a fire behind a flipping, you know, cotton bush. So superhero training just helps you get rid of the stuff you don't need, never wanted anyway, but it's a great mystery, and this is a good thing. We don't pretend to be super intelligentsia and, you know, razzle-dazzle you with a load of mumbo-jumbo. We just help you, you know, manifest through the path of the spiritual warrior, which is the bleeding heart of Jesus. You see? The heart is bleeding love, willingly bleeding love. And this metamorphosis I was talking about earlier on, it's real. It's real. I'm into this kind of micro-movement and breathing as a practice. It's kind of like moving yoga. A very slow liquid dance, and you're basically just making micro movements inside of yourself with your breath, synchronized with your breath, and that feeds you with beautiful chemicals, bliss chemicals. Brother Michael, all his spiritual practice gives him so much bliss chemicals. Taylor Core loves to just ooze those chemicals, the same chemicals of bliss. These are referred to in Star Wars, the mythology of Star Wars, as the midi-chlorians. Did you know that, Brother Michael? Midi-chlorians. When one of the young Jedis had a significantly greater number of particles inside him called midi-chlorians, then he would be chosen for the higher teaching. And Darth Vader, the Dark Father, was one of those students. Midi-chlorians. So you can breathe those things. It's consciousness. And what we're suggesting in superhero training, and Jazz is also suggesting it, Jazz Muheen lives in this way, is you give your heart unconditionally to the presence of the Divine Mother, to the feminine love of life, the feminine divinity, to the God in the nature, in your own beingness, in any given moment, anywhere, any place, any time. And we just encourage you to live free lives and give you tools to help you release yourself or dig yourself out of holes and get into that beauty that you really want to live for. And it's all about practice. No practice, no power. And on a personal note, I reckon Angel Qigong is the most powerful practice in one single condensed thing that this training has ever offered to this day. That includes everything. And That's where I reckon it's that angel qigong is the practice that compresses the essence of this training so perfectly that whatever you're doing in your world, it really happens, and you know it's happening because you're doing it. That's all I got to say, Brother Michael.
Yay. So,
well, I would like to comment on this topic.
All right, then.
You know, in truth, where we're heading is a much higher vibration all around, which includes everything. What we eat, what we think, how we operate in life. Our whole operating system is bankrupt. And what we can now do is opt out of that and create or open to receive whole new levels of vibration and light and operating systems. And so, you know, Jeff and I, for example, were standing in the park this morning doing natural chi movement, and I looked out that everything is in maximum bloom here. I mean, just everywhere you look, off the charts, just the air, there's so many different fragrances in it, you can't even make it out. Like, is it peonies? Is it linden trees? Is it, you know, horse chestnut? What is it? Everything is, like, maximally blooming. And we looked over, and there was this huge, like, haze in front of us. It was like, what is that? It was like, just suddenly everything became blurry. And I realized it was all of the pollen, the wind, a breeze had come by, and all of the pollen from a pine tree right next to us just was, boom, it just clouded the whole area. It was just, the air was so thick with it, you could just stick your tongue out and just, you know, you could just deep breathe and fill your whole body with pine pollen. I mean, it was just fantastic. And, you know, for anyone that's read the Anastasia books, you know, knows that, like, look, we used to live on this stuff. You know, this is, people in the Garden of Eden, they were not eating food. They were breathing the air. And it was so rich with life force, with chi, with pollen, with just exuberation. That was enough, you know, in pure water. And so... We all have that in our DNA. We all have that in our lineage. We all have come from there. And so in a way, there's nothing to learn at all. There's nothing new to learn. It's just opening up and really tapping into our essence and soul. And life at that level of vibrancy you know, I don't even know what the word is, really. But it's great, man. And that's where we're heading. And this is, you know, all these practices, everything that we're talking about is just assuring you're on the right track. You know what I mean? You're, in a way, there is kind of nothing to do, and there's a lot to do. But just know that... it's remarkable she's living on air, you know, and wow, that's amazing, air and water. We all can be doing that, and there's plenty of other people that do. And it's really our birthright in many ways to be able to have that high of a vibratory state that food is optional. And again, we aren't suggesting you don't eat food at all. It's just that's what's happening here. We're all being... Our vibration is, that's why you're in this program. That's why your soul navigated you to sniff around and like, wow, this looks kind of interesting. You know, I want to put myself in this. This feels like it's right for me. And you know, that's why we got this question. You know, like, that's interesting. Someone living in light and air. I'd like to know more about that. And that's really where we're heading, and it's exciting to be able to recognize that your natural instincts are kicking back in, that, well, that's familiar, that sounds good, I'd like more of that, I want to go hang out with her, you know, like, yeah, that's, and, you know, as you know, whoever you spend time with alters your vibratory state. So You can be sure whether you decide to eat food or not eat food, if you're going to go to Hawaii and hang out with her, man, you're going to be altered ever.
You're going to hang out with her, man, and hang out with Taylor Cole, man, and hang out with Nick Good, man. Michael
there
Michael
you go,
Michael,
man. So I'm all for that, you know, is that when the superhero thing is, Nick, right then?
I reckon superhero training retreat is metamorphosing even as we speak. Brother Michael is in deep, deep meditation.
But is that the aligned upon dates yet, or we haven't gotten to that point yet?
Well, I think that's when the universe is calling it in, because Jasmine Heen's going to be here. We're doing the event at Common Ground. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Because already the superheroes are desiring it, so it just makes sense. And yeah, it'll be a huge happening.
We're going to get a big teepee, a giant teepee set up, and have a big council around the fire.
Wonderful. Well, it's time to pencil that into your superhero planning books.
That's right. It's time to get down on your knees and put your hands up in the air and say, sweet, 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 sweet Lord. If that is my destiny, to go to Kauai and to receive the initiation, the Warriors of Light and Consciousness, the first Rainbow Convention, Cosmic Convention, because when Jazz comes, all the spaceships come, everything, you know, all those other dimensions that normal people do not have following them around, they all come and park. They all come and park up in the other realms above us. And, yeah, let's just say things can get very, very interesting over here at Superhero Headquarters, you know, around Noni Land side.
And that's also the time for the, you know, shooting star explosion, right, in that time frame, you know, when the heavens open up anyways. So that is an amazing time to be in Kauai.
Yeah, really you should look at the Kauai trip as a pilgrimage, because when me and David Wolfe first envisioned Noni Land, when it was just some preposterous dream from a couple of young wild boys who were just having some fun when we first had that crazy dream, and now 7, 8, 9 years after that dream, we've been here all this time, and it's just a good time to crystallize everything, because the vision was always to have, like, the Shaolin temple up here in the hills. And you have to be a spiritual warrior to get up here behind Noni Land. You have to be a hardcore spiritual warrior. And that is the pilgrimage, the place of pilgrimage. And there's a center stone there that locks everything in to the ground over there next to the fire pit. And that rock was the one that was Taylor Cole anchoring in the Ambassadors of Light in Kauai for quite some years, wasn't it, Taylor?
Years. Yeah, that thing's just a complete and total porthole to other dimensions. Guaranteed, really. So... Well, I'm excited about this, and yeah, so we'll keep you posted on this front as it develops. But it's a good idea to, as Nick said, begin to start feeling in and, you know, really gaining the guidance. Is this for me? You know, is this a journey for me to make? And, you know, just see what the answer is.
Yes, yes, yes. It's all destined one way or another. Whatever's the best for each individual soul, it will all happen in its divine flow. So, let's take another question from our heroes. And just before that, I just wanted to briefly mention that the important thing when it comes to food or not eating food is if you try and just stop eating food, that's probably not going to work for you. The most important thing is to change your source of nourishment and then allow whatever comes after that. But I think if anyone is looking consciously to stop eating, then you may come under the category of anorexic, you know, rather than spiritual warrior. So main thing is just to focus on changing where you orient yourself, and then you'll see naturally things occurring, and you'll just have a less of a desire for nourishment on the outside because you just feel nourished. So that's just a little thing there, because some people can take this the wrong way, and then it doesn't help you anyway. So just make sure you understand the essence of what we're sharing with you. So, question. Aloha, Nick, Michael, and Taylor. I've learned since I was young to keep some experiences for myself. In this community, I feel safe enough to share more and more magical of my magical life and ask questions about it. When I was sitting in the garden and looking at a cloud, it just slowly disappeared, and it was beautiful to watch. I tried this a few more times to assure myself that it was real, and it really did happen. Just looking at it with that, with what Jesus called and Jesus speaks, innocent perception. My question is, do you experience the same thing? Is our power really getting stronger, or is it only my perception of it changing? And what does it actually tells me that I can make clouds disappear? Thank you for your answer. Lots of love. Blessings, Jenny from the Netherlands.
Taylor knows all about it. I know all about it. Brother Michael knows all about it. Tell him, Taylor, the magical realms, are they real or not, baby?
Realer than real. In fact, you know, I'm kind of feeling like they're more real than the non-invisible realms these days, with all the bizarre and unusual events happening. And in truth, they actually are more real. In other words, the divine, the realms of where our soul resides, is actually the most authentic place there is. And that's why, you know, the truth shall set you free. When you can tap into what's true, you're freed instantly, in an instant. So, and that's why transformation can take an instant, because once you really feel into that level of trueness, then anything's possible at all. You know, I really am experiencing, and I'm sure many of you are, and if you aren't, I challenge you to conjure up the impossible. Conjure up the magnificent. And just watch what happens. I mean, this is the time for really manifesting and conjuring up anything. You know, the imagination is the doorway to the soul. And that's why kids are such powerful little beings, because they're already connected in those realms. And, you know, they just walk around seeing this, seeing that. You know, my animals are talking to me. You know, this is happening. And it's, you know, as real is for them. And that's what we all want to return to, or not even return to, just open up to. Like, it's all there. We haven't lost any of that wonderment and being in awe and just really looking to see what it is you want to see, intending to see what it is you want to see. And that's the space of miracles and magic, really, is that level of intentionality, but also that level of just being open to being in wonder and awe. And that's why, you know, that they say that the kingdom of heaven is to open to those who are childlike. That's the whole opportunity there. And, you know, I would say that the three of us are really very, very childlike. You might be detecting that on these calls. And And that really is an opportunity right now more than ever. The invisible is so available to us, that whole realm, that whole opportunity to cause outcomes, which is what you're talking about. Well, I wanted the cloud to move, and it did. Well, you know, you can do, really, if you can think it, if you can envision it, if you can dream it, it can happen. I mean, we're working now on global, like, all right, we really want this whole, you know, endangered animals thing to just stop. You know, like, that's ridiculous. Like, who is it? Why is it that people think they can just walk around and do this or that? So that's not an unreasonable intention for a superhero, or any intention that you have that's true to who you are, that's your heart's desire, to be able to manifest. You know, and I'm fortunate in that I get to talk to a lot of kids on a regular basis. You know, we have tons of kids that I'm working with, and I mean, they are so certain of that anything is possible. It's refreshing at a certain age, you know, and then they start to, of course, begin to doubt when they're, you know, maybe they're influenced by some way that, well, you can't do that. No, that doesn't really happen, honey. You know, whatever it is. But until then, they're just like a little, really? You know, they're so excited, you know, and I can do that. Well, I see fairies. I see that. You know, whatever it is. And that's really the whole plateau that has surfaced for all of us to play in.
That's right.
I mean, play.
That's
like,
right.
Full-on play. Like, I can barely, I have to really work it. Like, all right, I'll go sit at my computer for a few minutes. But, man, I want to get outside and play. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, and go discover what magic I can find or create or, you know, whatever it is.
That's right. Hallelujah, baby. Return to innocence. The return to innocence through superhero training, the path of righteousness, the path of right useness, not wrong useness, right useness. Righteousness, the path of righteousness, using your thoughts and words and actions in the right way, not the wrong way, which hurts, causes pain and suffering and misery. And we don't like it at all. We don't like it at all. So these are good questions, brother. Nature, is it real? That's what I was on about with metamorphosis. I've been experiencing, I saw this angel being birthed into the world in New Jersey that time when I went over to see that woman. And she was doing the breath, the transformational breath work, and I was doing the barefoot glass walking. We were doing this workshop together, and during the transformational breath phase, I was just like holding space for people, and I held space for this guy, and he was a really skinny young guy. He was very, very sensitive, very skinny and young, and he's like, I don't know, 18 or something, and he just went through this tremendous catharsis. Kick-started by this, you know, cathartic breathing, just pumping the breath in and out, in and out, in and out, in a specific rhythm for a specific purpose. You know, you're doing it on purpose and kind of kick-starts the body. And what I witnessed was I saw this with my own two eyes. And I saw this, like, angel metamorphosing through this young guy into the world. And I couldn't absolutely not, you know, deny my eyes. It was like, wow, this is really a privilege to be here in this portal with this creature. And, you know, the thing is about us superheroes, like David, who went out to slay Goliath, even though David was only, you know, a young guy when he went out to meet Goliath, he'd already been initiated. He'd already been initiated, you see, to be able to, you know, as preparation for this great confrontation within and with and around yourself. So I'd already been initiated, and so stepping into that portal, I was able to do that, you see, because I had been initiated already, and I'd grown up in a supernatural way anyway in my early childhood, as a very young child, straight into a supernatural environment. And so what we do with superhero training is, if you didn't have that blessing and that fortune to be born into a supernatural environment as a child, superhero training basically lets you initiate yourself. So you put yourself through these initiations over a certain period of time, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful time of your life. And we provide a very safe container. Taylor has lots of friends, invisible friends, and they are angels, and they have all the power. They have the power of God, because no matter, evil is only allowed a moment to, you know, to just go through its cycle. And it's in its moment right now. It's about to, you know, implode. And good riddance to it all. But we don't have to concern ourselves about the manifestations of evil in the external world. You don't have to concern yourself about the external manifestations of evil in the drama that goes on around you, and that you're hooked into through the media and your own ego perception of reality. What we have to concern ourselves with is our inner kingdom. And how free of political deceit is your inner kingdom? How pure is your heart? This thing that Michael was talking about not hiding from the surgeon. Don't hide from the surgeon, because if you have a disease in your brain and you have the most skilled surgeon, the only man in the world who can remove that disease from your brain, there, why would you hide from him? He's your friend. And that's what we say God is, you know. Rumi, the great poet, the great Sufi poet, said, God is your friend. It's the friend, with a capital T and a capital F. It's like your own personal genie. And all you have to do is clean your energy and then just have intentions. And your genie hears you loud and clear, receives those intentions loudly and clearly, and he does it for you. You see? Letting go, letting God is a really easy thing to say. Well, it might not be that easy for some of you. Letting go, letting God. Let go and let God. How many of us really do that? You know what I mean? How many times did you do that today? How many times did you witness God working through your hands when you were touching somebody, for example? When was the last time you watched God working through your hands when you're stroking a dog? You know? You see, the equation is so simple. The answer to every question is the same equation. There's a different way of saying it, but it's the same equation. And this is the equation. It's love multiplied by faith. Love, what we're saying in superhero training, is unconditional love, pure compassion through ho'oponopono, through the perfect attitude, working from the inside of your mind, in your psyche, in your soul, from the inside through mantras, through prayer, full mantra, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. Please, everyone, forgive everyone. Can we please all forgive each other, forgive ourselves? God, help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves. Be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, so we can love each other and love ourselves forever and ever and ever. And when you do things like that and you become soul conscious and you see that brilliance within you and you surrender your heart thousands and thousands of times, willingly, 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 giving your heart to God and being in love with the divine feminine essence in life. Being in love with the divine feminine essence of life. That's what how we're supposed to be living, and that's what superheroes are. We're more like troubadours than we are politicians. We're more like troubadours than we are politicians. And we should be living, that's what superheroes are. They're larger than life characters. Politicians aren't larger than life characters. Business people aren't necessarily. Entrepreneurs are not necessarily. But superheroes most definitely are, you see? And like I was saying, it's like it's unmistakable. The power is unmistakable. When you have to do something, you can do it. If you've got to move, if the ocean has to part, the ocean will part. There's no two ways about it, you know? If Taylor Call is leading the charge, Nick Good's anywhere in the vicinity, and Brother Michael is riding in on his herd of elephants, believe me, the flipping ocean will part. You see, this is the kind of mindset you need to have as a superhero. It's like shamanic, mythological. It's very, very deep. It lives from an extraordinary depth within itself. That's what it does. It lives from an extraordinary depth within itself, and it plays a very big game in life. So it thinks very big things. It organizes its mind in a mythological way. And we're wild. You've got to be so wild. This is one of the biggest secrets. If I was going to die right now, this would be one of the most important things I'd love to share with the superheroes. And I could say anything now, and I've had some really good stuff recorded already, but this is something I hardly ever speak about. And I just want to take a moment to say something about it, because it's very relevant, but also to direct you to Angel Qigong in the superhero training, and you can explore this particular facet a little more deeply. And so it's basically this, again, what Rumi told us is to embrace the animal part of your soul. So when we were children, we might have imagined ourselves flying, you know, like birds. We might have imagined ourselves as like young lions walking around, you know, when we were playing our games. But how many of us meditated on it and contemplated it every single day for years and years and years? How many of us actually kept our shamanic child animal connection going within our own psyche? How many of us have a very, very, very healthy, that particular aspect in our psyche is very, very healthy. So this is a really important thing to get a grip of, and you can learn more about that through practicing Angel Qigong, and the best resource for that is nickgoodpersonaldevelopment.com. And it's just got all the audio files and all the videos there in one place. Just one single place for Angel Qigong aficionados. And incidentally, anyone that's coming into the training that you guys might know, like your family or whatever that are interested, it's good to turn them onto that website as a way in as well, because it's all free stuff. And they can find another way into the training through a practice that really gets results very, very quickly. And everyone's stoked when things happen magically and quickly when you have to perform a miracle. You know what I mean? This is something, you know, maybe we don't think about too much. Did you think about, oh, maybe I'm going to be having to perform a series of miracles in my life? Wow, I hadn't really thought about that much. And you start thinking about that. What would that look like? What would that look like, Brother Michael? Have you been performing miracles, Brother Michael? Have you witnessed miracles? Are you experiencing the miracle of your own bliss, Brother?
Absolutely. It's constant miracles, bro. Life is an endless flow of miracles. And it becomes more and more like that as our consciousness raises. And there's something that I wanted to just share to end this this question about these miracles and how things happen, is that the more we let go of negativity inside of ourselves, the more our consciousness raises, frequency raises, and the more everything becomes easy, things just happen gracefully. You know, you think of something, you might have thought of something a year ago, and all of a sudden you forgot about it, and then it's done. You find someone phones you up or something, and it's done. You know, or you have a thought for something, and next thing you know, there it is. Or you have a thought for something, and the person phones you. Or, you know, you need money and all of a sudden you have way more money than you could think of doing, or whatever. There's so many levels of all this kind of stuff, and it's a subjective experience. But you can't get those miracles and those experiences if you're in negativity. It's just a block to that. And so all these practices we've been sharing with you and in the training, the more you practice that letting go, letting go, letting go, surrender, 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 the more you remove the block to negativity. So you can't actually just have miracles. You can't just say, I want to get miracles. Where are they? How come they're not here? The way to it is not by trying to get it, it's by letting go of the blocks in the way. And then all of a sudden they're just there. And you wonder how it even is possible for that to all those things to happen back to back, you know. And so this is one of the things I find funny about all this is people who want it normally can't have it because they want it and they're not having it. But when you don't care and you just let go because you love letting go and you love being with God, your friend, and you love being free, and you just focus on just awakening and letting go, all of a sudden they happen without you expecting it. And that's what I find funny. It's like if you don't focus on the other thing, then you get all this as kind of a strained bonus. But if you're sitting around waiting for things to happen, hoping they happen, chances are they're not going to happen. So it's very fine line. Very amusing line, actually. So I would just recommend everyone thinks big, because strange big things can happen that you don't expect, and just focus on your freedom. So we've got another question, last question we have today from Andrea in Arizona. Andrea's got a question about time. She's wondering, aloha superheroes, I feel like I'm just starting to get the concept of time. I feel more and more like it's a choice and not any kind of unavoidable law like gravity. It has ups and downs that become more pronounced depending on how much we fill up our schedule. I've had some repeating scenarios happening. The theme is always time, but this time I'm seeing it differently and feeling a grinding on the brakes. My dominant thought has always been, if I stop or sit, I will lose that much time as progress towards my goals. Now I feel resistance towards current scheduling practice and want to not schedule anything. It's like, so what and how long it takes, I don't care. I want to feel good and enjoy the journey. Do you please share your experiences on time? Thank you, love and blessings, Andrea. I'll just share a few thoughts on that and I'll let you guys share whatever you inspired to. Time is fascinating, really, really fascinating, because we're in the eternal now and, you know, we don't really have 24 hours a day. We don't really have 365 days in a year. It's just the constant now. And that's very challenging to really experience what that means as an experience, that there is no time really and it's just the eternal now. That's beyond most people's comprehension, but it's worth tuning into that. It's something that will come to you as you open yourself to it, but it's not something your head can really understand. And when it comes to getting stuff done, making stuff happen, fulfilling your project, why isn't this finished yet? How come I keep putting all this time in and it's still not done? And if you stop and sit down and, you know, go, you know, stop for a moment, then you're wasting time and you haven't, you know, that's kind of like lost time you could have spent on your projects and they're taking longer than you thought, all that kind of thinking. So how I personally deal with this is that the most important thing is to feel good. To feel good. If you're feeling anxious and stressed out, then what kind of quality are you putting into your life and into your work? So thinking, oh, I've only got an hour to do this thing, I'm going to have to force my way through it. You know, that's not an hour spent necessarily in the best way possible. Best thing is for us to primarily give ourselves the opportunity to feel good. And that doesn't necessarily have to take a long time to feel good, but just make it a priority that your feeling state and sense of freedom and lightness and ease and grace is at the top of your list, you know, clarity of being there, you know. And the other thing is that when it comes to getting things done, most people are in what I call crisis channel. There's different channels, like different TV channels. Most people live their entire life on crisis mode, crisis channel. All they do is run around in crisis and anxiety and stress and reaction, 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 reaction. And that actually takes up most people's entire lives, which is rather unfortunate because they're not really conscious the entire time. What we want to do as superheroes is we want to get out of crisis mode, reactive mode. We want to get into enlightenment mode. We want to get into genius mode. And we want to get into clarity mode. These are beautiful experiences. And so I highly recommend all superheroes spend at least an hour a day focused on clarity, where you just don't do anything. You sit down with a smoothie or a drink or whatever you like to drink, cup of mate or whatever you like, and you just sit down and you just tune in, big picture, why are you doing what you're doing? What do you need to do? What's the vibe that you're coming with? What is the point of your life? And you just get the big picture clarity, so you just feel relaxed and bigger picture, and work out what is the most joyful, effective thing for you to do today that's going to bring you move you forward in your project in the easiest, most graceful, wonderful way possible, you know, and take the time just to have different opportunities to think about different things and come up with the best thing that you want to do. Don't just immediately wake up in the morning and get right into it, because that's reacting. Then once you know what you want to do with your day, then you're in your zone of genius. So I feel that we really, all of us, have a zone of genius, something special that we do, that we're excellent at doing. So just do that. Focus at least 2 to 4 hours a day just on genius, 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 genius activities. And you know what they are. If you're an artist, you'll be doing your art. You know, if you're a writer, it means writing. If you're a performer, then it's performing. You know, if you're a public speaker, then do loads of talks. It doesn't matter what it is. Do your genius stuff, because that's what the world needs from you. And most important thing, in order for this all to work and for you to be the real deal, is to go into that enlightenment channel, which I call enlightenment, because that's where you go beyond everything, where you don't know who you are, you don't know what you're here to do, you don't know what's going on in your life, you don't know what's going on in the world, you're completely beyond everything. And, you know, you can access that through, like, mixed talk and the angel Qigong, or the meditations, man, man above, letting go. Like, get into the zone where you just let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, and release, 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 release. Just be in the wonder where you don't know anything, where you're in alignment with these divine powers, this infinite consciousness, eternal consciousness, beyond all the details. That's so nourishing, that experience. It's just profoundly nourishing. It gives you a sense of strength and a sense of sanity in an insane world to have that bigger perspective. And so that is a timeless place. When you go beyond, and you go beyond the body, beyond time, beyond space, beyond sound, you're in a timeless zone where you're in eternity. And that is priceless. And, you know, literally, you can't put a price on that experience. And it's free for anyone to have if they can be bothered to stop and allow the ego to stop thinking it's in control of everything, and the ego doing this and doing this, and this sense that we're going to achieve something, you know, making up for our lack of self-love, or, you know, all the weird stuff we have inside of us, trying to make up for it through achievement. Rather than doing that, we go beyond and we just experience being at peace in eternity. And this sense of peace in eternity is very deeply, deeply healing for your psyche and for your heart and soul. And then coming back into your clarity and then back into your zone of genius you will achieve miracles in your life with ease and grace. So that's how I personally experience time in my days.
Yeah, baby. Is there another question, bro, or is that it?
That's it. That's it, bro.
Cool, man. That was perfect. So it's just over the hour. That was so powerful. I personally want to thank Brother Michael and Taylor and you guys. And I'm just loving the... It's all about the power. You've either got it or you haven't got it. You can either stop the rain if it's like a thunderous torrential downpour, or you can't. You can either whip up the storm and make it get stronger and stronger and stronger and then cool it down, and whip it up again, or you can't. You've either done those things or you haven't. You see? And Brother Michael's right. You know, the holy instant is the holy instant. You can, it's all about offering your heart again and again and again. This is what I do. This is the absolute essence of my practice, is I just keep going into a state of innocence and offering my heart again and dying willingly, like wanting to die and dying, and just for a moment. And when you do it with that integrity, just for a moment, you get the real amazing grace. And the ego can't find its way in, because the ego doesn't want to get in. The ego wants to get out. The ego is trying to escape. The ego is terrified. So it's not looking for the thing. The spiritual warrior is looking for the thing. And we just help you experience it, see? The mystery of love is revealed in us. And when y'all come over, when Jasmine is here, and we have the big circle power-up, you're going to all know, if you don't know already, what the power of God is, what amazing grace is, what it actually does. And if you're not ready for it, you'll be like getting exercised or something, because it will be coming down, because it is coming down. And when the powerhouses come together, when the superheroes come together, that's the fulfillment of ancient prophecy, you see? Fulfillment of ancient prophecy. It's all being foretold in ancient times that there would be this great band of warriors, of spiritual warriors that would come together. And this is something that we must do. And, you know, we've been saying for a while, you know, 2012, you know, it's wonderful, but don't get, you know, think that it's just going to pop and we all live happily ever after. You know, this is real deal stuff here. And so this year, 2013, around the winter solstice, you know, we better be ready for some serious galactivation, because it was like getting kick-started last year. And so this is, you know, coming off these eclipses and these moons that we've been having, and you just joining superhero training, you guys. Oh, my goodness, this is definitely the best year of your life shaping up, isn't it, Brother Michael? Quantum leaps.
Yeah, it's the best year of your life, so... Have fun with it, you know. Do everything you wanted to do this year. Make it all happen this year. Yeah, eh? Well, unless anyone else wants to share, we will continue our journeys and reconvene next time.